Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radhe Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radhe Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Vaibhraja Kacharya Stotra Sarasri Vishnada Vaitaranara Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nanta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sri Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sri Radha Krishna Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Ji Ki Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Sri Gaurinitai Ki Sri Prabhupada Ki Sri Sri Chandan Yatra Mahotsav Ki Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nidai Gaur Manande. Om Ajnanate Mirandasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Sapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Bol Hare Krishna So, Chandan Yatra is very auspicious, very important in our line, plus it's very important for our deities too, because they feel hot. It's like we all feel hot in summertime, and especially the Chandan Yatra traditionally starts in Akshaya Tritiya because this is the time, place and circumstances here we celebrate here this time 2 months later, right? So it is still hot, so we spent in Mayapur last 10 years, so during summer time it's very 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 hot, so many devotees, many people like to go to cool places like Himalayas, Manali, and so on. There are many places that are cool. Also from here, also from South Florida, people go up north to find some coolness, you know, for a cool weather. So similarly, the Lord also wants to cool himself with the pastimes of Chandan Yatra. So when it starts from the Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath, when Indradyumna Maharaj installed Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. So instructed Indradyumna Maharaj, the king at that time, who installed Jagannath, that there is a certain day in the year when it's very hot, you should apply chandan in my body. So this is Skanda Puran, Utkalakhanda. So Lord, as we know, the Lord is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has, who is Satchit Anandamaya. His body is eternal and full of knowledge and bliss. So he should not have such such characteristics in his body that he feels hot. But in order to release the devotion, the relationship of his devotees, and also in this way he can engage the devotees in his service, so that he can get the intimate relationship, increase relationship, increase our love. So Lord makes such occasions. He creates such pastimes. So there it is mentioned, Vaisakasya Shite Pakshe Tritiyakshaya Sangika Tatramam Bhushayat Gandha Lepanai Atishovanam. Vaisakha is the month of in between May and April and May. when it starts getting hot. So at that time, the Lord has given this injunction that Tatra Mam Bhushay Tritiya Akshaya Sangika. This is the third day of Bright Court Night, which is Tritiya. That day happens to Akshaya Tritiya. Let us consider today's Akshaya Tritiya for us, because the Lord is very mercifully standing there with decorated with chandan. So, Tatra Mam Bhushayat Gandhal Lepane. So, Lord has ordered that you should decorate my body by applying tilak, the chandan, not tilak. Tilak and chandan are two different things. Tilak is that we are applying in our forehead. This tilak comes from the special clay. It's called Gopi Chandan. But the chandan is a part of the tree. I mean, it's a tree. Srila Prabhupada mentions that the tree grows in Malay Hill. Srila Prabhupada explains also that in Malaysia, there were lots of tree used to be there. So therefore, the place is called Malaysia. It used to be Malaya. In Shastra, it says Malaya ja Chandana. Chandan is that way which grows in Malaya Hill. So, Tatramam Bhushayat Gandha Lepane Atishobhanam. Atishobhanam is so beautifully wants to decorate my body with the lepan, that sandalwood paste. So how much chandan one should use, how many parts of the body, where exactly it's supposed to be? In Pandava Gita it is mentioned that the Lord likes to have chandan all over his body. Kasturi tilakam. First of all, he wears a tilak, which is not this tilak what we are wearing. He wears a kasturi tilak. The kasturi is the musk that comes from deer. It's very fragrant, very, very fragrant. Vakshasthale kaustubam. The kaustubha, meaning the jewel, kaustubha is in his chest. Nasadre varamakti. There is a pearl in front of his nose right here. Varamaktikam. Karatale Venu, and in his hand he holds a Venu, the flute. Kare Kankana, he also has some bracelets in his arms. And then Sarvangi Harichandanam, the Harichandan, Srikanda Chandan is applied in his the whole full body from top to bottom. Sarvangi Harichandanam Sulalitam Kanthe Cha Muktavali. Gopastri Parivestito Vijayate Gopala Chudamani, the crest jewel of Gopala, the covered. Covered boy, the Gopal, in this way he remains in Braja. So also there is Jayadev, our Acharya, one of the Acharya. Sri Jayadev sings in his poems. Chandana charchita neelakalevar peetavashanavanamali. So chandana charchita, his body, the whole body is full of chandana. And neelakalevar, the body is blue. You can say blue, black is something like. So and just blue body, the chandan looks much better. Nila Kaleva and Pita Vasan, on top of that, he had the yellow garments. Lord Chaitanya is having yellow garment today. So Pita Vasan, Banamali, and he is having the Banamala. It's so many different colors of forest flowers. Pita Vasan, Banamali. So in this way, we see the Lord likes to be with the anointed with chandan. So he feels always cool, and anybody sees him, he also feels cool. in Vishnu Dharmottara and also Narada Pancharatra, it is mentioned that the best anointment to apply in a body is chandan. You know, you may use fragrant oil or this and that to make a fragrance in body, but chandan is the best thing to do. There is also another statement in Niti Shastra, where it is, there are many things that are compared to me quite a few times, just like the crow is black, right? The crow is black and the cuckoo is black. How do you figure it out? How do you recognize it? The crow is black and cuckoo is black. How you recognize it? It says, okay, you can recognize as soon as the springtime starts. When the spring starts and cuckoo starts singing, and then you see that's cuckoo. The birds start singing, then you know that's a cuckoo, because crow doesn't sing, right? Crow doesn't sing. Even that crow sings, nobody likes it. And there is another one says, the swan is white and the duck is also white. The swan is white, the duck is white. What is the difference with the swan and duck? Hansa sweta baka sweta ko bheda baka hansayo. So the difference you can find when you put these two words next to the pond of water, which is mixed with milk. The swan will take the milk, leave the water, but the duck cannot do it. It doesn't have that qualification. That's how you know what is duck and what is swan. And similarly, comparing here, chandanam shitalam loke, that chandan is very cool in this world. That's only one item, one substance that is cool. Chandanam shitalam loke. But better than that, cooler than that is moon. Cooler than chandan is moon. Moon is very cool, you know. In full moon night, if you just go walk outside, you feel really different, you know, bliss, different ananda there. You know. Chandanadam chandrama. Then he concludes, well, better than that is the most cooling is sadhu sangati, the association of devotees. Chandra chandana yor madhye shitala sadhu sangati. So association of coming to the association of devotees, being in the association of devotees is much more cooling. It cools up your whole system of burning of the sansara davanala, you know, the burning of the sansara. So all these things are there. So now we see that there's a topic in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when this happened, Chandan Yatra in Jagannath Puri, the Lord rides, and then he comes to a pond. It's called Narendra Sarovar. Narendra Sarovar is about 1 mile away, maybe less than 1 mile away, northeast corner of Jagannath Puri. It's a big tank. It's about 8 acres of land area. So there is also island in between. There's a little temple where the deities go there to rest during the Chandan Yatra time. And it says that they have like much more extended period of time they do Chandan Yatra. That is called external Chandan Yatra and internal Chandan Yatra. So Lord Jagannath himself doesn't go because he's very heavy. His Jagannath body is really, the Vigraha is very big, heavy. So in every temple there are representative of the deities. Here we have small, they call it Chota Radhashyam. The Chota Radhashyam will go out for Abhishek, for Shobha Yatra, you know, and for procession and so on. The big details cannot go. So similarly in Jagannath Puri, Lord Govindadev used to be, in older days, Govindadev was there, who used to go and to take part in Chandan Yatra on the Pukur, Narendra Sarovar. And what happened? One time, the king of Bengal attacked Jagannath Puri, and he conquered Jagannath, the Utkal, the whole Orissa, and then he took Jagannath Dev, the representative deity, Govinda Dev, from Puri to Raipur, and he installed there. So since then, Govinda Dev is not there, then they have another representative deity, which is called Madan Mohan. So Madan Mohan comes out and palanquin, and then gets the Narendra Sarovar. And then along with Madan Mohan, there are Lakshmi Devi and Saraswati. They ride in one boat. And another boat, they have different other personalities also going along, along with them. So they enjoy the pastime. Those deities are called Pancha Mahadev. Pancha Mahadev representing five Pandavas. And Krishna Balaram also are there. So now we'll read this text from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Anta Lila, chapter 10, text 42. Narendra Jale Govinda Naukate Chadhiya Jala Krida Kare Shava Bhakta Ganalaya. Please repeat. Narendra Jale Govinda Naukate Chadhiya Jala Krida Kare Shava Bhakta Ganalaya. So Govinda, the name is coming here. So Govinda is that Govinda Dev, Govinda, the representative deity of Jagannath. So he would go. But since he is not there, then the Madan Mohan goes. The Lord comes and he rides on Nauka. Nauka means a boat. Let's see the translation there. Boarding a boat in a water of Narendra Sarovar, Lord Govinda performs his water pastimes with all the devotees. And there is no purport here. Next slogan. Next one. Seikale Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Sange Narendra Aila Dekhite Jal Keli Range. So Mahaprabhu here, that refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes at that time with all his devotees. Those devotees came from Bengal. They used to come every year to see Lord Chaitanya. So he comes with the devotees and to enjoy the pastimes of Lord's Chandan Yatra festival. And then text later, in 49, it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya, then when the deities are finished with their pastimes, Lord Chaitanya comes up with all the devotees, and he performs, starts his pastimes of Jal Krida. Sab bhakta laya prabhu namilen jale, sab sange jal krida karen kutu hale. So, with great enthusiasm, the Lord Chaitanya performed Jala Krida. So, following this same tradition in Mayapur also, we have very nice pastimes. That when the Chandan Yatra starts, from the same day it starts Salil Vihar. They go to Pushkarini and the Samadhi, the Pukur, Samadhi Pukur. And then the Lord have pastimes, Jalakrida there. And every morning you will see the Lord is displaying different form. You know, the devotees are decorating a deity and they prepare, you know, every day there may be different avatar, you know, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Govardhan Dhari and Sitaram even. So for 21 days, all you know, you will see on the little platform right in front of the temple, you will see different pastimes being displayed by the Lord. So this all goes in this way. Originally in our tradition, this starts with the story of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri, this story has been told, narrated by Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya, first time he was visiting Jagannath Puri. As he started from Bengal, after he took sannyas, he came out, crossed Ganga, he went to Katwa, and he took sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. From there, he was so much in the ecstasy of love of God, so he immediately started going to Vrindavan. But he was just roaming around in Radhesh. This is called Radhesh, the forest. For 3 days he didn't eat any, continuously he was just singing and roaming. Then the aim is to go to Vrindavan. So Nityananda Prabhu was at that time with him. Then somehow Nityananda Prabhu redirected him to go back to Shantipur. Because he realized, you know, without telling anyone, Lord Chaitanya just left home and took sannyas, and he simply goes to Vrindavan. It's too far from Bengal. And it's very difficult to get his news and to get to hear even from him. So what would be the condition of, you know, Shachimata and all the devotees in Bengal. So in this way, thinking like this, Nityananda Prabhu redirected him to go to Shantipur, to Advaita Prabhu's house. So after some time, a few days, then he again goes to, it was suggested by all devotees to Lord Chaitanya that now, you want to go so much to Vrindavan, but Vrindavan is too far. We won't be able to go there, and we won't be hear from you anymore. And so that's terrible. So better, why not? So same Krishna is in residing in Puri. You better go there. So we can, you know, at least once a year we can visit you. So Lord Chaitanya agreed. Then he started to go Jagannath Puri. So along with him, there are four other devotees. That is Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Govinda, I think. So altogether five of them go started journey to Jagannath Puri. So on the way to Jagannath Puri, there is a temple in Remuna. They arrived in Remuna. There is a temple of Gopinath. So in that Gopinath temple, the Lord, when he saw the deity, he bowed down. Lord Chaitanya bowed down at the feet of Gopinath. And Gopinath that day was having a helmet of flowers or garlands. So Lord Chaitanya bowed down, the garland fell at the head of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so jubilant, very, very happy. And so he started dancing, chanting and dancing. It went on for some time. So when the pujaris of Gopinath, they saw that, you know, they could realize this, you know, these devotees must be very elevated. So being, you know, very impressed with their character, with their chanting and dancing, the devotee who offered the deity the sweet rice. The avatars are offering 12 pots of sweet rice every day. So they brought to Lord Chaitanya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other four devotees, five of them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took 5 pots just to release this Mahaprasad and feed the devotees. And then the rest he returned. So after taking this sweet rice, then Lord Chaitanya tells the story of Madhavendra Puri. Now Madhavendra Puri is his param guru. Madhavendra Puri is the is a spiritual master of Ishwar Puri, and who is a spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, he's with great happiness. He tells the story of Madhavendra Puri, which he heard from Ishwar Puri. That Madhavendra Puri, he started a journey, traveling all over India, and one time he came to Vrindavan in Braj. He came to Govardhan. In Govardhan, he came to Govinda Kunda. Govinda Kunda is the place where, after lifting Govardhan Hill, Indra came and he did Abhishek to Krishna. So in this way, that from that day Krishna known to be Govinda, and so that's the Kunda known to be Govinda Kunda. So Madhavendra Puri was sitting there by Govinda Kunda, and tired also in the evening. And he has a vow that he would not beg for his own maintenance of his body. Ayachaka Vritti, that is called. Whatever comes, by Krishna's mercy, whatever comes, that he will accept. Otherwise, he will not go and beg anywhere. So Madhavendra Puri, while sitting like this, suddenly one boy arrives there. One young boy, very beautiful boy, you know, comes with a little pot of milk. And he says, Puri, Madhavendra Puri, I know you are fasting here. Why don't you go and get something to eat? Madhavendra Puri said, how do you know I'm fasting? And then the boy says, oh, my name is Gopal, I live here. And then some ladies came to take water from this kunda, and they told me that there is one sannyasi sitting here hungry. Doesn't seem to be eating anything. So they told me to give you this milk. You take this milk, I will come later and take this pot. So he just goes away. And then Madhavendra Puri taking this milk, he was so satisfied, so happy, so, you know, nice, so rejuvenating. Then he washed his pot and kept with him, waiting for him to come back and collect this pot. And then meanwhile he was chanting. So more than half night is gone, he didn't come back. So at that time he kind of tired and didn't fall asleep, but there was light napping was there. You know, at that time suddenly he had a dream. Gopal comes, the same boy who brought the milk, the same boy comes, and then he says, Puri, Madhavendra Puri. And he takes him. He takes him by hand to the bush of the Govardhan. He says, see, this is the place I stay. Last so many years, hundreds of years, I have been sitting here inside this bush. Many hundreds of years ago, there was a Muslim attacked in this area. So Pujari, out of fear, he ran away. But then he couldn't carry me so much, and so he just buried me in here. So since then I have been sitting here. It's hot, it's cold, it's, you know, too many things. So please, take help from this village, people, and then get me out from here. Make a small temple for me up here. Then he said, my name is Gopal, I'm Giridhari. this is my place. So please do this service for me. So and then he disappeared. So also then at that time, Madan Puri, he just woke up from whatever tandra he had, napping station. So then he immediately goes to the villagers, and then he tells what happened in his dream. So everybody got ready to do this. You know, one sadhu saying, one sannyasi is telling us, let's go do it. So they all get their tools to cut the weeds and to dig the hole in the ground, and they find that the deities of Gopal. This is a Madan Gopal deity, which was installed by Vajranav, the great grandson of Lord Krishna. So deity was very heavy, and then they had to get big, strong people to carry that deity. Finally they brought, and then Madhavendra Puri ordered Brahmins to go and get the water from Govinda Kunda. There were 900 pots of water they poured on him, on the Abhishek. You know, there's a big description, long description, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes, how the Abhishek happened. You know, first there was a Panchagabhya Abhishek, just to purify him, and after that there's a Panchamrita Snan, and all this, Dhup Deep Naivedya food, all this elaborate description is there. So after the Abhishek, then there was a cooking, lots of cooking, so much cooking was done. Just like Annakut in Govardhan Puja. You know, as you know, Govardhan Puja happened in Dwarka, in Dwapar Yuga. Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, why are you doing all this Indra Yagya? Better to worship this Govardhan Hill. You know, Govardhan provides us, you know, for nice fruits, and there's nice grass for our cows, nice caves to live. So, wonderful stuff. Why not do this? So, similar things. That, so, when they see this, lots of cooking and offering to Gopal, the Brajavasis could remember this is like a, you know, Krishna Leela in Dwapar Yuga. This is another Annakut happening after so many years. So, they were so happy, and they were all cooked. Piles of rice and so many stack of chapatis and so many varieties of sabji and dals and this and that, so many varieties. And they offer to Gopal, Madhavendra Puri, chanted mantra, offered his, you know, with love and devotion. And then they could see that everything was eaten, everything was accepted by Krishna. And after that, as soon as Krishna has finished taking it, then he gave it back. It was, you know, as it is, as it was again. So in this way, there was a great festival going on and on. You know, so that so many people also came from the other villages, and they also wanted to do this service. Okay, we want to do this cooking today. We want to offer prasadam to Gopal today. So another village came another day. The description says that it goes on for 2 years, continuously. And after 2 years, Gopal comes in dream of Madhavendra Puri and says, Madhavendra Puri, you did a great job, a nice service to me. You bathed me with so many hundreds of water, the cool water from Govinda Kunda. I'm still hot. I feel hot, you know. So please go to Jagannath Puri and get the pure sandalwood, so that you can apply that sandalwood paste in my body, that I can be cool down. So and that, you know, then Krishna insisted him go. He couldn't say that I'm getting old and how can I go all the way to Jagannath Puri? There's no train and no flights. Krishna said, you can do it, you go. This is my order. So Jagannath, so then Madhavendra Puri, by the time he had many disciples, many trained pujaris, so he instructed all the service to all the devotees, pujaris, Then he started going to Jagannath Puri. So on the way to Jagannath Puri, he came to Ramana and Gopinath's temple. And Gopinath temple is very, very, very old, very historical. It is said that in Treta Yuga, when Sita, Ram, Lakshman, they were in exile, one day Sita asked Lord Ramchandra, "What would be your form in your next incarnation?" Because Krishna changes his form every time, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, all that. So what will be your form next time? So Lord Ramachandra immediately he took a rock and with his arrow he carved a nice deity of Madan Gopal, Gopinath. So that he showed, this is the form. Sita Devi got so attracted, she kept this, and she worshipped this deity as her life and soul. And later on it was given to one Brahman when they had to go travel out from that place. So that's the same deity as Gopinath in Ramana. So it's a long history. So, and then the nice seva puja going on, nice offering going on. So Madhavendra Puri, after taking darshan, he was very impressed. And then he thought, he thought to ask, inquire what kind of offering they do. Kya ka bhog lage, Chaitanya Charitamrita says. So he inquired, and then Pujari said that there are many wonderful items are being offered to Gopinath every day. But there is one item which is unparalleled and uncomparable in three worlds, and it tastes like nectar. And it is called Amrita Keli, that's sweet rice. Then Madhavapuri thought, oh, if I could get to taste this Amrit Keli, then I would know the taste and I would know how to make it. Then I could prepare the same item for my Gopal in Vrindavan, in Govardhan. So immediately in second moment, he thought, I'm so bad. I shouldn't have a thought like this. Because the offering is going on right now to the deity, and then to think of eating that is not good. It's offense. So he thought, I committed offense. So at that time, offering was over. Then the bell rang for arati. Madhavendra Puri came for arati, and then after that he just quietly just left temple, went to the solitary place, and then started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Pujari finished his service and he went to sleep. So as Pujari went to sleep, then the Lord Gopinath comes in his dream. Lord Gopinath comes in a dream and he says, hey, Pujari, Brahman, wake up. There is a sannyasi sitting out there in the marketplace. And I have kept one pot of sweet rice for him. You offered 12 and you collected only 11. And he could not figure it out because of my internal potency. Now you find this pot and go find this devotee and give him. His name is Madhavendra Puri. So as he heard this, he immediately woke up and then he took bath because he was sleeping. And he took bath and then he opened the door in the temple, and then he could see behind the deity, one pot is kept. So he took this pot, closed the temple, and then he goes calling out in the street, Madhavendra Puri, who is this Madhavendra Puri? Lord Gopinath has stolen this sweet rice for you. Who is this Madhavendra Puri? Is there anyone with the name of Madhavendra Puri? Please come, take this sweet rice. The Lord has kept this sweet rice for you. So Madhavendra Puri heard this voice, this sound, and he immediately came and recognized him, introduced himself, I am the Madhavendra Puri. Then he said, yes, this is the pot Lord has given gift to you. And recognizing that the great fortune of Madhavendra Puri, the Brahman is also, the Pujari, paid obeisances, Dandavat, to Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri also offered obeisances to him. Because both of them are fortunate. Having darshan in the dream of the deity, the Brahman thought, I'm so fortunate. No, I'm not fortunate, but fortunate is he for whom the Lord has kept the sweet rice for, you know. So he could understand that Madhavendrapuri is a very elevated devotee and he has a lot of love for Krishna. So it is very befitting that Lord has stolen one part of a sweet rice. So Madhavendrapuri expressed his gratitude to Lord Gopinath and he accepted this sweet rice. It was so tasty, so wonderful, like a nectar. And after that, Madhavendrapuri broke that pot into pieces and he tied up and he took it that this will be my food for my journey for the next days. So every day he will just take one piece and he will be satisfied. So, and meanwhile he thought that, okay, now because the Lord has stolen this sweet rice for me, this news will go out in the area and people will come and there will be a big crowd. So I better leave this place immediately. So and at that middle of the night, Madhavendrapuri left Ramana and gradually went to Jagannath Puri. As he reached Jagannath Puri, the news was everywhere already. They knew Kshirachora Gopinath. Even though they named Gopinath as Kshirachora Gopinath, who stole the kheer for Madhavendrapuri. So all the pandas, all pujaris, everybody knew there is a sannyasi named Madhavendrapuri for whom Lord has made this pastime. So Madhavendrapuri went, but his mission was to get chandan for Gopal. So he made a request, and they were ready to do anything for him because he is such a dear devotee of Lord Gopinath, Lord Gopal. So chandan was collected for him, and then all the necessary paperwork, because he had to go all the way to Braj, the Govardhan, many states he had to go through, and then there are tolls and all kind of taxes he had to pay, and he had to show the certificate. Where you got this from? So all that paperwork was done. The king has allowed all that, and then finally he goes returns to Braj. So on the way to Braj, he again came because there's a connection now, the deep connection with Gopinath. So he stops again to Ramana. He stops and then chanting and dancing goes on, and he accepts again another part of sweet rice from Pujari because he already know him. And then that night, because next day he's supposed to be going to the Govardhan. So that night Gopal comes in his dream. Gopal comes in his dream again. Says, Madhavendrapuri, you have taken so much trouble for me. I have already received the chandan and camphor that you have collected. So now, because it's so very troublesome for you to bring all this stuff to Vrindavan, to Govardhan for me, you better do all this chandan, make the paste, and apply to Gopinath. Because me and Gopinath, no difference. We are same, one and the same. So you just do this service to Gopinath and I will be fine. So as Madhavendrapuri told this to the pujaris, they became so happy, it was as if they were just waiting for this opportunity. They became so happy, they got so many people to grind the chandan, and all that festival started, then the chandan yatra went for 21 days, they continued. And then so as this festival went on, Madhavendrapuri, then he gave all this service to all these Brahmins, Pujaris. Then he retired and went to Jagannath Puri. So Lord Chaitanya is telling this story to his devotees. And then he says, who could be more fortunate? Who could be more fortunate than Madhavendrapuri? He's such a great devotee. The Lord appeared in his dream 3 times, and personally he came once in the beginning. So 4 times Lord personally comes and have an interaction with him. Who could be such a great devotee? There is no one in this world, you know, more fortunate than him. So then he says that he is so fortunate. And then he, Madhavendra Puri, the Lord Chaitanya is singing this shloka that Madhavendra Puri used to chant. Ayidina dayardra natahe, ayidina dayardra natahe, Mathura nath kadavalokyase, Ridayam tadavalok kataram, Dayita brahmyati kim karomyaham. Toward the end of his life, Madhavendra Puri is great ecstasy, and all at the same time he feels separation from Krishna. He chants this sloka, and it is said that this sloka has been chanted by Radharani. The meaning of the bhava of this sloka could only be understood with these 3 people: Radharani, Madhavendra Puri, and Lord Chaitanya. So this is Radharani in the separation of Krishna. She sings this, Aidina Dayardra Nata, hey, O my Lord, O Lord of Mathura, Kadava Loka, say, one you will be visible again to me, and one you will come in front of me again. Hridayam, this heart, Tadava Loka Kataram, his heart being very restless without seeing you. Dayita Brahmati, and she is wondering everywhere, what can I do now? This is the meaning of the sloka, this verse. And by chanting this, Madhavendra Puri left this world. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting this verse. And then he comes into ecstasy, and he chants and dances and for hours. And at the end, it can't even say this full sloka. He says, Ayidina, Ayidina, Ayidina. Then he totally goes and faints. This is the situation. So that's in this way, it is said, Lord Chaitanya, even though he himself is the Lord, he is showing how to love Krishna. How to enjoy that rasa of the love of Godhead. And so that is, I was listening to Radhanath Maharaj. Radhanath Maharaj says that the degree, the love that we love Krishna, that is seen, the degree we love devotees. As much we love Krishna, that much we must be loving devotees. If we don't have loving devotees, relationship with devotees, then our love to Krishna is what's called falgu. It can't be show only. So if you love Krishna, if you have a loving relationship with Krishna, then you also have a loving. Bhagavatam describes Ishwari tadadhineshu, Ishwari prema tadadhineshu maitri. So you have love with Godhead, and then you extend your friendship to those devotees which Krishna loves. So that means you make friendship, and you have loving relationship with Krishna, with devotees, and that way then our love to Krishna is examined. So, and this is how Rupa Goswami has given the symptoms of loving relationship between devotees. You know, dadati pratigrinnati guhyam akhyati prichati. You know, the loving relationship between devotees, how we can see, is that there is always giving and receiving. You know, giving gifts and receiving gifts, and Guhyam akhyati prichati, you always you inquire and accept the guhyam akhyati, you tell and listen also, akhyati prichati. And bhunkte bhojayate, you feed devotees, and then you also accept the prasad from other devotees. So in this way, loving relationship is established, which is mentioned in Upadeshamrita. So in this very important, very joyful occasion of Chandan Yatra, we should try to apply these instructions of Lord Chaitanya, and we can take some lesson from Madhavendra Puri, how to establish ourselves in love of Godhead, and how to deal with the devotees of the Lord. So his time's quite gone far away. So I will stop here. If there are any questions, comments? Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki, Chandan Yatra Mahamahotsav ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Krishna Balaram ji ki, Sri Sri Gaurinitai ki, Lakshmi Narasingha Dev ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Midai Gaur Manande Hari Hari.
Participate on the bhajan that you see on